that. I'm going to have to re-cue that one for a little later. At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you're in tune to your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford. I am not Belinda, but yet, nonetheless, this still is Bubbles in the Think Tank. According to that very same WMFO digital clock, you're in tune to your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford. I am not Belinda, but this is Bubbles in the Think Tank, two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable. Yes, two. One, two. You can count them on your fingers. You could shake your stick at it. It's so silly. And coming up somewhere past the midnight hour, we will have the radio obituaries, where we, well, sort of radio obituaries. There'll be radio obituaries like you've haven't heard before on Bubbles in the Think Tank, but it is Bubbles in the Think Tank, so we have to do radio obituaries, and indeed we've prepared some for you. But that'll be coming up somewhere after the midnight hour. In the meantime, we have lots of silliness for you, and we've been double-dong daring you since 1990. At least some of us have. I mean, it was called to my attention most recently, about a month ago, when Belinda was doing the show and doing the radio obituaries. She did a radio obituary for founding member of Negative Land. Who was that? That was Richard Lyons, about a month ago. And at that time, I informed her of a particular recording I had of a live performance they did here in town, well, in Cambridge, which is close to being here in town. We're in Medford. But I couldn't get that material over to her in time for that radio obituary, as it was happening at that time. And she informed me then that, oh, that's why I missed it. I wasn't in town then. And I thought, wow, she wasn't in town in 2007. And this is 2016. So that was 9 years ago. You mean I haven't been listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank for not even 9 years yet? It feels like it's been such a part of my life for so long. But it hasn't even been 9 years. Because if Belinda was not here at WMFO doing Bubbles in the Think Tank in 2007, then I was not aware of her existence or the existence of this show until after that. So I haven't been double-dog-airing you since 1990, but certainly she and some of the posse has. But I am here tonight in place of her to keep the posse entertained and to bring you the silliness as much as you can muster, as much as you can shake your stick at. And we have my faithful companion, Diane, over there on the Facebook page, keeping track of all the chats going on with all of you out there in the posse doing the Facebook chat thing. And occasionally I'll be peering over her shoulder, but for the most part, I'll be driving the radio show while she drives the Facebook page, because as you know, Belinda has large shoes to fill, and it takes two of us to fill her shoes. Me on the radio and Diane on the Facebook page. Belinda manages to do it all herself, but I am not she. I am not Belinda. So let us move on now to some of the silliness that we have in store for you, and hopefully you will be duly entertained with some comments on the Facebook page. So beep, beep, get ready. Here we go.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about 1/3 my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake, but the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110. This certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
One, two, three, four, five, six. twice. I'm in love with rock and roll, and I'll be out all night rolling up. That's right.
Most of you must if you're listening to me now, or if you're listening to me online, maybe you have your computer on. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am not Belinda, but we're still bringing you 2 hours of silliness and some music, too, that's not necessarily so silly. That wasn't really such a silly song, except for the fact that it's the official Massachusetts state song now, done by a guy who now lives in L.A. Go figure. Fuck the workers up with that. But that was part of our little road song set, you might say. We are doing free association tonight on Bubbles in the Think Tank. So each set will have its own little mini theme. There's nothing necessarily connecting things all the way through. And not everything will be silly, but it'll all be entertaining. Some of it will just be some lovely music. As, for example, we have this from the Beach Boys here on your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, I have no kicks against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they was blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, If you wanna dance with me, way down south they gave a jubilee. I tell you folks, they had a jamboree and drinking beer from a wooden cup. The folks at dancing got all shook up. They started playing that rock and roll music.
Push a razor blade into your nose, whip your partner with a rubber hose, spit at the band, cause that's the way it goes, do the punk polka, drink a little beer and drink a little scotch, turn around and kick your neighbor in the crotch, it's no fun if you just stand and watch, do the punk polka. Nothing but death and destruction. Bad breath, armpits, terminal acne. Nothing but death for me.
Yeah. let's go on a date. Don't hesitate, for darling, I just cannot wait to play you a 78. Soon, under the moon, we'll wind up a tune. I think that you'll appreciate the sound of a 78. Because life is full of scratches, especially these days. And there's a simple tonic in these antiquarian ways. Please, darling, don't laugh at my phonograph. I think you're gonna celebrate when I play you a 78. Like Fred Astaire, we'll be dancing on air. Please hurry, darling, don't be late. Let me play you a 78. Oh, darling, I just can't wait to play you a 78.
Play me the 78s. Some of the old-time music that you often hear here on Bubbles in the Think Tank, but that wasn't old-time at all. That was just from last year. From the Bubbles in the Think Tank produced record 7 Inches in Heaven, we heard there. Zoe Lewis with 78s. I'm sure there'll be another Records About Record Store Record Day coming up. Oh, wait a minute. That was supposed to happen. It was in April, wasn't it? And we're already in May. We missed one this year. I'm scratching my head on that one. Anyway, I'm not Belinda, but this still is Bubbles in the Think Tank. Some more local music behind us right now from the band Sorchestra. The tune's called Bowling from their Swing album of 2012. And I know it's not Belinda style to do callbacks because all of you are so glued to your Spinatron and following along the playlist that way that she doesn't have to do callbacks. But I like to acknowledge the actual radio audience too. I mean, most of you are out there on computers, but there are some that are just listening on their radio. So I'll give a little information there. And I'm not Belinda, so I can do things a little differently, which I will do, and you're bound to notice that. But it's still the Bubbles in the Think Tank format for the most part, and hopefully you'll enjoy and be entertained. Thank you for your comments on the Facebook page. The fans are out there chatting away. And let's swing a little more with Sorchestra while I get the next segment ready for you. Although I noticed on the Spinatron that I finally did play Roadrunner, Iowa State song, but it doesn't show up here on the Spinatron, and that's supposed to show up automatically when you play it off of Rivendell. Go figure. But you heard it, and I talked about it before, so I'm not going to talk about it again now. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank on WMFO in Medford. Thank you.
play a track from Magical Mystery Tour, which is one of my favorite albums because it was so weird. And it's Eye on the Walrus. It's also one of my favorite tracks because I did it, of course, but also because it's one of those that has enough little biddies going to keep you interested even 100 years later.
Serviceable villain. Fuchsia's to the bicep of my mistress, Sadness of the Retire.
Know what they're saying at the end there?
No.
Everybody's got one. Everybody's got one.
What's King Lear? There's a bit of King Lear at the end of that, too.
That was live radio coming from the BBC, though they never knew it. When I was mixing the record, I just had a radio in the room that was tuned to some BBC channel all the time, and we did about, I don't know, half a dozen mixes, and I just used whatever was coming through at the time. I never knew it was King Lear until years later somebody told me, because I could hardly make out what he was saying. But I just sort of, it was interesting to mix the whole thing with a live radio coming through it. So that's the secret of that one.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, I had no idea that that's how it was done. You're talking about secrets. How much of Revolution Number 9, John, from the White Album, how much of that was accidental, if any?
Well, it's like an action painting. The Revolution Number 9 is the weird one, right? Mm-hmm. I had a lot of loops, tape loops, which is just a circle of tape, if people don't understand it, that repeats itself over and over. Had about 10 of them on different mono machines, all spinning at once with pencils and things holding them. I had a basic track, which was the end of the Revolution song, where we'd gone on and on and on and on. And I just played it sort of live into another tape and just brought them in on faders like you do as a DJ and brought them in like that. And it was accidental in that way. I think I did it twice maybe. And the second one was the take. And the number nine was an engineer's voice. You know, they have test tapes to see that the tapes are all right. Mm-hmm. And the voice was saying, this is number nine megacycles. He was talking like that. And I just liked the way he said number nine. So I just made a loop of him saying number nine and brought that in whenever I felt like it. And 9th of October, I'll be 105, and nine seems to be my number. And it's the highest number in the universe. After that, you go back to one.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
The Revolution of Nine is the weird one, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's like an action painting. A lot of loops, tape loops, and about 10 of them on different mono machines, all spinning at once with pencils and things on them. And I just played it sort of live into another tape and just brought them in on faders, and it was accidental in that way. And the number nine was an engineer's voice. You know, they have tests, tapes to see that the tapes are all right. Mm-hmm. And the voice was saying, this is number nine megacycles. He was talking like that, and I just liked the way he said number nine. So I just made a loop of him saying number nine and brought that in.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
So I just made a loop of him saying number nine and brought that in. So I just made a loop of him saying number nine and brought that in whenever I felt like it. So I just made a loop of him saying number nine and brought that in whenever I felt like it.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
So I just made a loop of him saying number nine and brought that in whenever I felt like it.
Number nine,
Thank you.
station. Out at Fenway Park soon.
What do you know about that?
Number nine.
Sounds like any party.
Attention passengers. The next Orange Line train to Forest Hills is now arriving.
Number nine.
This, brother, may it serve you well.
He detailed what he was saying, and his voice was low, and his high was high. So his wife told him he'd better go see a salesman. That wasn't any good at all. So instead he got himself a set of teeth. They weren't any good. So he went into the bloody Navy and went to sea.
So he asked me again, and I said, I'm not in the mood for working.
Notice that the light
lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords. I saw a film today. Oh, Charlie had just one more. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look, having read the book. Well, I'd love to turn you on. Got out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and I drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and I had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into the dream.
Next one is it is a Paul song. He wrote it. He didn't have all of it, so he asked his buddy John to finish it, which he did, of course. He was good at that. And Miss Ruby, it just goes nuts out into the stratosphere on this vocal.
Well, no more than Sir Paul.
I got a feeling deep inside. Oh no. Oh no, I got a feeling I can't hide. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I got a feeling, hey. Oh, please believe me. I hate to miss the train. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And if you leave me, I won't be late again. Oh no. Keeps me on my toes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I got a feeling.
Everybody had a hard year. Everybody had a good time. Everybody let the fear down. Everybody pulled their song. Who knows what they did?
Oh, yeah. Everybody had a good year. Everybody let the hair down. Everybody pulled the socks up. Everybody put the foot down. Oh, yeah. Oh. I got a feeling inside.
Everybody put the foot down. Oh, yeah.
Well, do you have a feeling? Walrus has a feeling, obviously. And before that, we heard from Bird Mancini, favorites here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, with a live recording of their version of I Got a Feeling. Greg Hawkes right now, another local artist from the Cars, with his Beatles Uke of 2010, with a take on Eleanor Rigby, and a few other things before that, which are all up there on the Spinitron, if you really care to know. But that was our Beatles set. And this is WMFO in Medford. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we should let you know that go to feedthepig.org. Start saving for your future. We should also let you know that if you're behind under the influence of anything, whether it be alcohol or THC, don't even think about getting behind the wheel and driving, because people die that way. A couple of public service announcements from your friends here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, WMFO in Medford. I am not Belinda, but I am joined here with my lovely wife Diane, and we just came from a gathering down in Rosendale at Low Budget Records headquarters, where they're on the verge of releasing a new double CD recording of Rolling Stones songs. They did Beatles, they did Monkees, now they're doing Rolling Stones. And we have a rare treat for you, because it's an exclusive of a brand new recording by Bubbles and Think Tank favorite David Greenberger, who actually contributed to this album, but he didn't do a Rolling Stones song. Diane, do you want to tell us exactly what we are about to hear here?
Well, what David did do is, between songs, in the order that they appear on all the widely released official live albums by the Rolling Stones. So he took all the comments on their live albums and strung them together in his...
In his voice.
Yes.
So, and it sounds kind of weird, but then this is Bubbles in the Think Tank, and David Greenberger is kind of weird anyway, so...
You like the quote? Did you know it was whistling?
So, that wasn't it, but this is it here. Why don't we hear that now? Here on WMFO in Medford.
Indeed, I thank you. Thanks very much. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Thank you. It seems to be ready. Are you ready? We're sorry for the delay. Is everybody ready? Oh, yeah. Thank you kindly. I think I busted a button on my trousers. Hope they don't fall down. You don't want my trousers to fall down now, do you? Thank you. Well, all right. All right. Having a good time? Hey! Ah, New York City. You talk a lot. Let's have a look at you. Well, all right. Well, all right. Well, all right. Well, all right. Charlie's good tonight, isn't he? We're going to do one more and we're going to go. If you can't rock me, somebody will. Oh, yeah. I'm going to let you know. Keith Richards, enchanté. Hey, babe, do the horrendous to that if you mind. See you. Lisquid, thank you. That's to the end. You gotta move. You gotta move. All right. Wow, man. If you want to dance with Billy on the piano, you can. Oh, they love you on that last one. It's a bottom pincher. It's a bottom pincher from last night. Watch out for your bottoms, Keith. If you like dancing, wait. It's all yours. Cracking up. Cracking up. You feeling good? You feeling loose now? You feeling more relaxed? I feel like stroking everybody. Stroke me, Billy. Straighten the line. Should we introduce the band? All right, then. Where's Billy? Billy's gone? Billy? That's Billy. Billy? Billy's very open for offers. I wouldn't say he's up for grabs, but open for offers. Two, mate. Ollie Brown is dead open. Charlie Watts is a controlled, maybe. Bill Wyman just wants to take photographs of girls' legs. Ronnie Wood's gay. And old bums Rush Jagger, yeah? Keith, of course, is completely straight. Everything all right in the critics section? Had plenty to drink? Have you? All right, Billy. All right. All right. Good night. Let's spend the night together. Shadooby. Yeah, man. All right, Sugar Pop. This one's called Going to a Go-Go. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're very kind. En français. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Chicago. Rock and roll. Yeah, man. Chicago. Thank you very much. You ready to rock and roll some more? Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, we got one for you. This one's called Sad, Sad, Sad. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Thank you. So I say, Publico Magnifico Operata. Listen to that. Yeah. Yee. Yeah. God bless you. Yeah. Lordy Lord. Thank you. So listen, tonight we thought we'd try a number we don't do very much. It's from sort of a country song, sort of like that. Which album is it from, Bill? It doesn't know. Doesn't know. Beggar's Banquet, someone said. It's called Factory Girl. Thank you. Okay, now Keith's going to sing for you. Come on, Keith. All right, let's cut out the crap. Let's go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. What are you doing out there? Ha ha. Yeah, well, we're going to do a bit of a blues for you now. Eric Clapton. All right, what's next? Thank you very much. I'm slightly confused up here. Thank you. All right. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Moda, moda, supa, supio. Okay, you ready for a little bit more? Yeah, let's do it. Brasilia. Yeah, yeah. Woo, 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 woo. Tokyo, let's rock this mother to the banks. Thank you. Yeah, let's go. Thank you, Bob. You ready? You okay? Yeah, I'm ready. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I felt like a hillbilly for a minute there. Just a minute, though. Sweet. Thank you very much. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. Yep, all right. It is a Hooten Holland design. We got one for you now called Flip the Switch. We're going to have a little guest spot here. We'll do one called Memory Motel. Dave Matthews. Oh, yeah. So I want to introduce you to our next guest, Taj Mahal. Thank you very much. Thank you very kindly. Christ Nestas and Nuevo Tima. Thank you very much. Thank you. Mi wo bitso motra botra ra. Joshua Redman. Yep. Yeah, we're going to slow it down a bit now. This one's called Sister Morphine. Okay, we got one. We haven't done this one in a very long time. Got this one out of the rack and dusted it off and do it for you. This one's called Live With Me. How you doing? Hey, it's great to be back. It's great to be here. It's great to be anywhere, you know? Anyway, new song, old story. This one's called Thief in the Night. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. We're going out of control. Thank you very much. Are you ready? Are you ready? Thank you very much. Ah, so. Thank you. How you all doing out there? This is good end. I like this end. This is a title. Good. Woo. Slow it down a little bit now. Otherwise, they're going to come and slow me down. Thank you. Show low. Right on core. I see yous. Terabot it, Lisa. Yes. All right. All right. All right. Yeah. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. The sea cone rees on your lawn when the whip comes down. Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you, LA. I'll be back. Many, many years ago, we used to start off our set with this song way back in England. We may have done it here. I don't know. And this one's called Everybody Needs Somebody to Love. Thank you very much. Thank you very kindly.
Okay, we're not going to let that one play. So we have other things we want to play from that CD, but that was David Greenberger, and this is WMFO in Medford. We'll get back to that CD again in a moment, but in the meantime, here's another tribute to the Beatles and the Stones.